Okay, what's up? What's up? We just watched The Expendables number one. Oh boy, that was a film.
It was exciting.
We got Chadley here. We got Hardner. Jesus H. Macy. Wow, what did you guys think of The Expendables?
Considering we didn't watch most of it.
I feel violated about that movie. Like,
I know, there were some parts that were just like, yes, that happened in a movie, but the rest of it was kind of...
Like the part where they shot the guy and his torso came clean off. Well, not clean off, but it came off.
That was real funny.
Yeah.
There was a lot of largely comedic parts, but there was no... I don't even know what the plot was.
I can't tell you what happened.
It's sort of like when you watch an old school action movie now and just it's so bad that it's funny. But nowadays, which makes sense because all of those actors are
besides,
from that time.
Besides Total Recall, which was the greatest movie of all time.
Of course.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in a really long time.
Gotta get yourself caught up, Brad.
I know, but Expendables 2, man. Yeah. Like, the best part of it, come on, let's be honest, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I really liked when the head was cut in half with the knife.
I was in the bathroom for that.
Yeah, well, that was your own dumb decision. The music was getting good. Kobe told you the music was getting
like
good.
It's picking up, man. You better not go to the bathroom.
Nah, I had to go. Couldn't help
snuck up on you. Hey, Stone Cold Steve Austin, he just stands there and nods, and that's just so funny. They just cut to him nodding every 4 seconds.
I think he charged by line or something like that. So they're just like, let's see how far we can go without you letting him speak.
The all-star cast basically, but it was mostly just Stallone talking. Stallone and Statham. Hey,
yeah,
Bruce Willis was like not in it at all.
Same with Arnold. They were in it for about 14 seconds.
I was really disappointed by how little. Jet Li was actually used. Like, they put him in there a couple times, but he was never doing really cool martial arts things. He was normally getting his ass kicked by Ralph Lundgren and
Dolph Lundgren. Was he in that movie?
Dolph Lundgren.
Was he in that movie? Jet Li?
Yeah, he was in it for a bit. Mickey Rourke was kind of in it.
I don't think he was. The only thing that he did was show off how gross his teeth are.
There was that one moment when he was a Smurf and he was talking to...
Yeah, he was blue randomly for a scene. He was like an avatar.
And he talked for a really good long time then, but no one was paying attention because that's not why we watched this movie.
Well, they weren't paying attention because we didn't care. It was so poorly
Everything
written.
That Jason Statham did was amazing in this movie, though.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
He has bitches in every area code.
The knife kills.
So many confirmed knife kills.
I think the best one is when Jason Statham was, like, getting into the truck, and then there was a guy getting into the other side of the truck, and he ducked, and Sylvester Stallone shot the other guy.
Yeah, and then he patted his head. He's like, What's up? You could have killed me, bro.
His bald, shiny head. Oh, and there was a shiny black guy, but I don't know what purpose he served.
T-Crew.
He's the comedic relief in every single action movie.
Just viewing him as comedic relief?
Well, no, he's always he's really like normally the stupid, funny, big black guy, and he also had that gun that made things explode for some reason. I saw him explaining something about that, but I don't really understand the physics behind exploding bullets.
He delivered some solid one-liners.
I was disappointed that Randy Couture got more lines than Jet Li, I'll be honest.
I want Dolph Lundgren to explain the physics behind exploding bullets to me because he's right. Got his doctorate.
Yeah, I love that Dolph Lundgren.
I don't know how much I want that.
Really? You don't want him to explain the physics behind exploding bullets?
No, I don't care to hear.
But he probably should have like real life demonstrations and things. But he seems like the crazy, like, fun, like, wacky, real, cool physics teacher.
Like Comic Con and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be neat.
I'd like to have Dolph Lundgren as my physics teacher.
Yes.
That'd be good.
Oh yeah, he knows physics.
Uh huh. Well, that was Expendables 1. I don't know if there's much else to say about it.
It's a movie.
It was definitely a movie. It was neat. It was neat to watch. I probably should have paid more attention to it.
Probably. But I don't know if that's
not
possible.
Not worth a revisit, but maybe I'll read the plot summary.
The synopsis?
The synopsos. The synopses.
Gotta get some synopsis on that.
I don't know what happened.
Okay. From what I can tell, the CIA sent them in to kill the government agent.
The Falcone character, yeah.
The Falcone character was working with him. He was the drug dealer. But they had to kill the dictator and the Falcone.
Louis Squizman.
Yes. And then, basically, they went to meet their contact, who then got kidnapped, and then they went back to save their contact and blow up everything. And that's what happened.
Solid plot. Yeah. You want to explain the plot? You be Sylvester Stallone, and I'll be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right, here we go. Man, we gotta go in and get into general.
La la la.
Yeah, man, she's taking on down the general and taking on out.
He's got this face on the whole time?
Yeah.
They can't see you, Brad. It's a podcast.
That was for you guys only.
Oh, yeah.
Pumping common. Pumping the common.
Pumping
the common. Pumping the common.
Oh, man.
Fred, you want to hold this?
Yeah. Is it going?
Yeah, it is.
All right, so now we're in the car. This is Chadley. We just saw The Expendables Part 2.
Not Part 2, Number 2.
Just Number 2.
There's no part.
There's a part.
No, there's no part. It's a sequel.
And it managed to be far more ridiculous than the first one.
But it was way better.
So much better.
I agree. There was a lot more action to it and a lot less bullshit.
It was just so funny.
Yeah. It is one of the... Oh, so funny.
I feel like they wrote the first one as an action movie and wrote the second one as a comedy.
It kind of. Yeah. It was an action comedy, definitely. It was so self-aware. And then when Chuck Norris comes in and he pulls the Chuck Norris joke, that pretty much made,
pretty much made it.
For me.
Dude, but fucking that movie, shit fucking, like...
What? What did you even say? Shit fucking?
Shit fucking, man.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but...
It means exactly...
It kind of does sum up the movie.
Yeah, shit. It was a shit fuck. It was a fuck shit stack.
You take the shit, and you put it up on the wall, and then you put it in a glass bowl.
You take the fuck, you put it up on a glass bowl, earn the truck right out. Oh my god, that movie.
Oh, freaking... Jean-Claude Van Damme hitting it out of the park.
Dude, he was...
he played Villain. Oh. That's in itself.
Villain. They knew what they were fucking doing. Jesus Christ.
So good.
Fuck.
No Mickey Rourke.
I
don't even know why didn't they bring him back? It's not like they couldn't have.
Yeah, I'm sure they couldn't. He's a prima donna. I bet he was like, oh no, I'm too good for this. The first one didn't do well. The second one won't do well.
Yeah, I don't know, but just like the action was so much better.
More of it. There was so much leg time.
And Arnie got into the action.
I love how many terrorists they killed. It's not just like I understand this is a large cartel of terrorists, but they must have killed like over 400 people in the span of 10 minutes, and they were all in that one airport. You see the initial group running in with the trucks, but they were just all there, like all of the pedestrians at first, I swear, just threw on turbans partway through, just go out and started shooting, because they killed so many people.
That was great. One part that I didn't get was they were in the pizza joint with no power, and then in the morning, freaking Randy Couture turns on the...
The coffee pot!
The jukebox was...
He fixed the jukebox, and that's the whole thing, because... No,
they fixed the jukebox. Fucking shooting it. That's how it works, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, they changed the song by shooting it. That's completely different. That's just a plot... It's a plot technique.
Right, whatever, I didn't really care. It was fantastic.
He also made coffee, which didn't make sense to me either.
Well, you could just be boiling it with like a kettle and like a heat source.
I guess that's possible.
Maybe the jukebox ran on really old batteries. Who's gonna say?
I don't know. I don't really know the science behind jukeboxes. Maybe they ran without power.
Yeah, true enough, it's from a different time.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say probably not.
I love that they actually pointed out that Dolph has a degree from MIT.
They put on a fucking Darth Vader t-shirt and had him do like
Cube.
Science and shit.
I really wanted his science to work.
I know.
That was gonna be so good. They had Arnie coming in on the freaking digger from Arnie.
Where the
Total
fuck
Recall?
Did he get that?
It's from Total Recall.
Is it?
Yeah!
I told you, I haven't seen that movie
It's not the exact same thing, but it's a similar type machine. Like, it doesn't actually look like it should drill through the ground, but it somehow does.
Yeah.
I
just liked how self-aware it was with the Yippee-ki-yays and the...
Yeah!
I'm surprised there's no Get to the Chopper or anything
and
like
the,
that.
And the fucking... If when he gives Arnold his gun, he says, "If I don't get this back, you're terminated."
Yeah,
that was the first self-aware comment.
That's what everyone was like, "Oh."
And
yeah.
I was like, "Come on,
doing drive-bys in the smart car."
Chuck Norris is a skinny white.
His voice is so weird,
motherfucker. There is no way that he is as badass as anybody has ever said he is. He is a skinny white motherfucker.
He's got some ginge going on in his beard, too.
He's like Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Come on, you haven't seen The President's Man?
Nah,
he's a badass.
I think we went over
did
that.
Did you just imply that Bill Nye the Science Guy wasn't a badass? Because I think you need to get out of this moving vehicle if that's the case.
I don't have any doors back here.
You can dive through a window.
I enjoyed it way more than the first one. I don't know why.
I think it's because the first one we didn't fucking pay attention, but then when we saw the second one, it was in a theater.
This one was a little bit better, though, I think, altogether. It's better put together. I think the story was a little better.
I think according to Rotten Tomatoes, it's better.
There's a whole bunch more killing, which I enjoyed.
Of course you enjoyed that,
Harvey. The action wasn't as far apart, which I think you mentioned before, which was a nice touch.
In the first one, there was like a bit at the beginning, and then a really long stretch of doing nothing, and then a whole bunch at the end. But this one was just like constant shooting, which is what I go for in this kind of movie.
I wonder how many, like, if you think about it, just think about, like, logically, how many bullets were fired throughout the duration.
Oh, so many.
There's probably someone who's got a tally. You can Google all that. I feel like the first one, they were trying to make an actual story, and then after that, Sylvester Stallone was just like, fuck it, guns and explosions, and that's it. That's what the people want.
The first one had a fuckload more explosions, but this one had more, like,
was
fucking
there any
fake people
lasers
bleeding
in this one? I don't remember.
I didn't see any. They took out the fake lasers.
Some fake flashlight pointing. Some of that when they were down in the mines.
Can we talk about the Jean-Claude Van Damme fist fight for a second?
His eyes are weird. Did you see his eyes? Like, I understood why he wore sunglasses the whole time, because he took off his sunglasses and his eyes were, like, bugging out of his face.
Yeah, and also Sylvester Stallone's eyes just roll wherever they want.
So it was just a crazy eye fist fight the whole way through.
It should have just been a staring gun.
But then nobody wins.
That's Expendables 2. What do you guys think? Which one do you recommend? You gotta see them both.
You gotta see them both, but definitely
zero
see the second.
I recommend zero of them. They're both silly as fuck movies.
I think they're a one-time watch.
I think it's an experience. It's the Expendables experience. Are you ready for the third one? There's probably gonna be one. That's what Sylvester's pumping all his money
Samuel
into.
Samuel Jackson, that's who's gotta be in the third one.
I'll accept that.
Yeah, that could work.
Maybe
gotta get some Liam Neeson in there?
Liam Neeson, maybe.
Yep. Anybody who's ever
after
been in
Taken
a
Six
Tarantino movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo needs to be in the next Expendables. And we'll leave it at that. Actually, Brad, you wanna see... What is Sylvester Stallone's opinion on this movie?
Sylvester Stallone? Oh, man, he's a great movie on me.
And, Harker, what is Arnold's opinion on this?
The boxing is the commie!
Bobby to the commie!